In a heart bypass operation, surgeons typically remove a vein from a patient's leg and use it to replace blocked arteries that feed the muscles of the heart. But what if, instead of cutting open the patient's leg, the surgeon used an artificial blood vessel that has been sitting in a hospital refrigerator? That day may soon come. Researchers say they've successfully tested artificial blood vessels grown in the laboratory. The blood vessels are made by coating a biodegradable plastic mesh tube with human or animal muscle cells. The cells produced a protein structure shaped like the plastic tube, which dissolves. Shannon Dahl is co-founder of Humacyte, the North Carolina company that developed the artificial blood vessel. She explains that the next step is washing away the original muscle cells.
So that what we're left with, the bioengineered vein, is just the proteins that the cells secreted. This protein structure, the bioengineered vein, can be used in any human patient because the immunogenic part, the cells, have been removed.
Immunogenic meaning the protein structure won't be rejected because it's not recognized by the recipient as foreign material. The artificial grafts resist bursting and tearing in lab tests, but the real question is how they perform when used on an actual patient. The research team implanted artificial vessels into a number of animals doing heart bypass and other procedures. Alan Kipson, a surgeon at East Carolina University, did some of the implants. He said that after as long as a year, the blood vessels were still performing well.
It looked very similar, almost identical to the way it looked a year prior. It didn't show any evidence of dilating or enlarging or calcifying. And they were open, most importantly. You know, they were patent, meaning there was no obstruction to blood flow in these bypasses.
Kipson says the artificial blood vessels would have advantages in heart bypass surgery because it doesn't require removal of a vein from a patient's leg. That means less time on the operating table, less chance of infection, and less pain for the patients. Shannon Dahl describes the artificial blood vessel in the journal Science Translational Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.